It is that time of week, though, where we do delve into the world of cinema, and Michael Jones is back. He's back in the country, he's back in the studio, and he's back to run us through the movie reviews of the week. Morning, Michael.
Morning, Tess. How are you going?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Well, I've been up since 3 a.m. I'm feeling pretty chipper.
You're awesome. You've had time to drink a lot of coffee.
My body clock is playing some tricks on me, but I think I'm okay to get through a couple of film reviews of films that are coming out today. I'll start with a film called Don't Worry, He Won't Get Far on Foot. This one stars...
What?
Don't Worry, He Won't Get Far on Foot. It stars Joaquin Phoenix, Jonah Hill, Rooney Mara and Jack Black. It's directed by Gus Van Sant, who's directed a lot of really, really good films. And this is almost one of them. This film is based on the biography of John Callahan. Now, when alcoholic John Callahan, played by Joaquin Phoenix, is paralysed in a car accident, the last thing on his mind is to quit drinking. But then he meets therapist Arnu, played by Rooney Mara. And suddenly he decides he needs to find a purpose in life. It's amazing how you do that when you meet someone like Rooney Mara.
Good therapist.
Yes, he finds a sponsor, a very eccentric, enigmatic character called Donnie. He's a gay Christian rich boy. He's kind of a weird mix, but he's a very good sponsor. And he encourages John to go out and find his purpose in life. And John ultimately discovers that he has a talent for drawing irreverent cartoons, many of which would probably never actually get published today, but this was the 70s.
Is this based on a real story?
Yes, very much based on a real person. Yes. Initially, his cartoons were published in university magazines, and then he went on to get published, I believe, in Playboy and other magazines like that, possibly even Penthouse and other ones. There's a lot to like about this film, and most notably the performances of Joaquin Phoenix and Jonah Hill, and John Callahan was certainly an interesting subject, but the film just felt like it was jumping all over the place, and at times it felt a little twee and just a little bit overly sentimental. I realise recovering from alcoholism is a journey, but at times Callahan's journey and the film seems overly long and meandering. The cartoons, like I mentioned before, they were a major part of John Callahan's life and his recovery. And the film just seems to portray him as discovering this talent for drawing almost by accident, which is kind of weird.
I wish I could just discover that I was good at drawing on accident.
Now, the cartoons, they do go a long way to explaining Callahan's perception of the world and his state of mind, and maybe should have been used more throughout the film to give the viewer a greater insight into Callahan himself rather than just in the final act of the film. The film does address several Oscar bait worthy style issues like addiction, recovery, forgiveness, and will probably garner Joaquin Phoenix an Oscar nomination because it is a pretty amazing performance from him. So on that basis, the film is probably worth a watch, but don't worry, He Won't Get Far on Foot. It does crawl along and at times does travel in circles.
It sounds like a Fall Out Boy title from a song from 2006. That's all I can think. I'm sorry. That's where I'm at.
Okay, well, I'll leave you to that thought. We'll move on to a French film called Custody, or Jusqu'à la Garde, or La Garde, sorry. It stars Léa Drucker, Denis Ménochet, Thomas Durier, and Mathilda Ornevue. It's written and directed by a guy called Xavier Legrand. Custody opens with divorcees Miriam, played by Drucker, and Antoine, played by Ménochet, appearing before a court-appointed arbiter to decide custody of their 11-year-old son, Julien, played by Thomas Durier. They have a 17-year-old daughter, but she's considered old enough to make her own decisions where she wants to live. Miriam wants full custody of Julien, but Antoine would like weekend access. Now, in spite of Miriam's arguments and written testimony from Julien that Antoine is a violent, manipulative, controlling, and paranoid bastard, the court somehow does come to the decision that Antoine should get weekend visitation rights. Now, is Miriam just a disgruntled, bitter ex-wife who has managed to poison her kids' minds against a man who really just loves his kids, doesn't have any obvious substance abuse issues, and has a responsible job as a paramedic? Well, I don't want to give away any spoilers, but I would advise you to prepare yourself for a traumatizing, terrifying experience.
Oh, God.
Writer-director Xavier Legrand does an excellent job of slowly ratcheting up the tension to boiling point in this film. And all the while, young Julien is caught in the middle, desperately making decisions on the run in an effort to prevent a confrontation between his parents. Custody, it's not, definitely no Kramer versus Kramer. Whilst emotions are high on both sides in this film, I would describe this film much more as a very clever Hitchcock-style horror thriller rather than standard family drama. There's also minimal music in this film, which also adds to the realism of it. It makes it even creepier at times. And particularly Dennis Menashe as Antoine, he gives the guy like a humanity, which actually makes him even more terrifying. A guy who is truly, truly believes his own bullshit and his own paranoia, and it's just even more frightening to watch him. Watching Custody will require a strong stomach, as domestic violence is a major theme in the film, though most of it is actually suggested rather than seen on screen up until the last 15 minutes of the film. Some viewers may even be triggered by this, so I feel I should give you a warning. It does feel incredibly realistic. Custody, it's an arresting experience, but may lead to PTSD.
Oh, there's a review for you Thursday morning. Thanks for that, Michael.
Excellent film, though.
Okay, that's the bottom line. Thanks, Michael.